You're listening to SBS News. Australians living with eating disorders will be able to get 40 subsidised sessions with a psychologist every year under changes to the Medicare benefits schedule, which take effect on November 1st. Psychologist Dr. Sarah Maguire says the 30 additional sessions per year recognise that people with eating disorders require long-term evidence-based support.
All of the evidence suggests that we need at least 40 sessions to deliver that evidence base. So the dramatic change is that people with an eating disorder are going to be able to go from 10 community psychological sessions rebated per annum to 40 rebated sessions per annum, which aligns with the evidence, and they will also get access to up to 20 dietetic sessions.
38-year-old Rachel spent most of her 20s in and out of hospital while being treated for eating disorders. She welcomes the extra subsidised counselling.
This is a chronic illness that, you know, you can recover from, but it definitely takes more than the 10 allotted sessions. Obviously, there's a gap payment most of the time, but it's already such a benefit. And with, yes, dietitians, specialists, because of the effects that it has physically on your body, and that's lifelong, some of the effects. It's something that, yeah, definitely can't come soon enough to be able to increase the amount of support that patients are able to receive.
Rachel says while life is much better now, she has to be mindful of her mental health, and counselling every month is essential to avoid a relapse.
My resilience is so much stronger now, but it's kind of like a muscle. If you go and exercise, your muscle remains strong, and my resilience and my health and my well-being will stay strong. But if, you know, I don't keep on top of it and keep exercising that well-being and self-care, I won't have resilience when it comes to life issues. So for me, it's not a life sentence in a negative sense. It's actually self-care for me to keep up that support.
Dr. Sarah Maguire from the Inside Out Institute for Eating Disorders believes the extra counselling has been made available in recognition of the fact that eating disorders are quite common and can strike at any age.
Eating disorders do not discriminate in terms of age, gender, culture. They occur across the lifespan, the youngest cases being about 6, but right through to the end of life, with onset even sometimes occurring much later in life. Both genders, all cultures, and they don't have a low prevalence rate. The prevalence rate is around about 4 or 5% of the population. So these are not rare illnesses, and part of the reason, I think, why the government has responded.
Greg Diet, SBS News.